That was the last chance for UCD to perhaps create a chance that would lead to an equaliser, but it was not to be, and Harps hold on and they record a 2-1 victory. So that's a welcome first victory of the new campaign. They lost against Athlone Town last week, but tonight it was a good performance from Kevin McHugh's team. So many positives to take from this game, so much for him to be happy about, not least the amount of chances that were created in attack. They look very, very well organised. Big strong presence down the spine of this team. The return of Max Hutchins and definitely a help in the middle of the park. But there were good performances as well from Steve Copeland, Perrault, one of the new arrivals at Finn Park this season. He had a good game in the middle of the park. Gavin McAteer again, very bright on the right hand side. Shawnee Bradley deserves a mention as well. Scored the opening goal, worked ever so hard throughout tonight, and certainly warranted his start in the front line. And Connor Tourish, what a goal from the Finn Harps centre half, who proved to be the winning strike on 63 minutes. A brilliant volley, well worth watching back if you manage to catch it on social media later on. So that's the story. Harps up and running then for the new season. And elsewhere tonight in the first division, Athlone Town, who beat Harps last week, well, it's 2 wins from 2 for them. That's a side that struggled for so long last year, but they've got 6 points out of 6. They've won 1-0 away to Kerry. Bray have beaten Treaty United on the road as well by a goal to nil, and a big win for Cork City. They won 4-1 away to Wexford. In the Premier Division, the full times coming in, Derry City 0, Bowes 1, that's a full time result. Shelburne 1 and Galway United 1, a draw at Talca Park, and it's a similar score and a similar result at the Waterford RSE, a goalless draw. Waterford 0, Sligo Rovers 0. Padraic Amond missing a penalty for the home side in that one. They're still playing. Dundalk and Drogheda, they're 1 apiece in their match, and Shamrock Rovers are 2-0 to the good against St. Patrick's Athletic. In the Irish Premiership, Coleraine have closed the gap on the leaders Larne, because Coleraine have beaten Ballymena by a goal to nil. Larne have slipped up at home to Carrick Rangers. Larne 2, Carrick Rangers 3. That's it. The players are walking off the pitch here, but they're giving their supporters a round of applause before they do so. It's like been a good night for Finn Harps. They're up and running, Marty. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet on the opening home night of the new season. It's finished Finn Harps 2, UCD 1.